Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us over on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis. Go to support.greatdetectives.net, or you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just go over to patreon.greatdetectives.net. And I want to welcome Andrew aboard. Andrew supporting the program at the Seamus level of $4 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Andrew. Now, it is time for this week's episode of The Man Called X. The original air date on this program is February 24th, 1951, and the title is A Tiny Bit of Microfilm.
Now we present Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by Chesterfield, the only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. The cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. By the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. And by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X. Hey, wait, here are those two guys again.
Bob, do you realize we only have one thing in common?
Hardly enough for a happy marriage, is it? What's that, Bing?
Chesterfields, of course. We both like them, we both sell them.
And we'd better get to selling them now. You know, folks, better tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
How do you know they're mild? Well, you just make our mildness test. You buy them, open them up, and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke a Chesterfield. You'll know it's milder because it smokes milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So, always buy Chesterfield.
Join me, Junior. Let's sum it up musically.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That mild or mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste. So open a pack, give them a smell, then you'll smoke them.
There are some who say that the history of modern man began in ancient Persia, now called Iran. And there are others in the capitals of the Western world who fear that the end of modern man may begin there also, with the thunder of the weapons of war as the hordes from the north march down to seize the oil-rich lands of the Middle East. On a lonely, windswept plateau in the Socialist Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan, just north of Iran, a sheepherder huddles in his tiny hut, huddles over a shiny, portable, shortwave radio transmitter.
This is Outpost calling X in Tehran. Outpost calling X in Tehran. Listen closely. May not be able to repeat. Listen closely. The information will be aboard the Tehran-Baghdad plane on the 25th. Take seat 10B. Your contact will be...
Oh, contact. Contact will be...
Pig.
So, Dagger. Dagger, we have finally caught up with the traitor.
It was inevitable, comrade.
But the message he was sending about the information, we found him too late, Dagger.
No, we did not find him too late. I assure you that information will never reach the man called X.
Then you think we in Azerbaijan.
Looks like it, Chief. I haven't been able to raise him again.
Well, any idea what the information he mentioned was about, Ken?
Yep. Russia's military plans regarding Iran.
What?
That's right. Everything she's been doing about messing of troops, moving military supplies and materiel, the works.
Good Lord, Ken. That information's vital to us. Vital to the entire Western world.
Yep. And it'll be somewhere aboard the Tehran-Baghdad plane on the 25th.
But we don't know who has it, who the contact is. How the devil are you going to get that information?
That's an interesting question, Chief. I'll give you the answer later. After I land in Baghdad.
Baghdad plane is now ready at gate 2. All passengers
will
please get aboard at once. This is the last call for the Tehran-Baghdad plane.
That's the entire passenger list, Major Churga.
That is correct, Mr. Thurston. And we have complete intelligent dossiers clearing all but three of them.
Who are they?
The first is a Professor James Gilbert, an English archaeologist.
James Gilbert?
He was recently stricken with a heart attack and is accompanied by a nurse, Riza Hussein.
And the third?
He terms himself a financier from Luxembourg. Rather strange person.
What's his name?
He calls himself Count P. Vonitzu Zelschmidt.
Zelschmidt?
Yeah. He is perhaps the contact you are seeking?
He'll contact me, all right, but as for being the man I'm seeking...
Well, time for you to get aboard, Mr. Thurston.
Yeah, thanks for the help, Major Churga. Let you know how I make out.
But please do, until we know definitely just how strong is the threat from the north. There is little sleep for anyone in Iran.
That goes for the rest of the world, too, Major. We're seeing you.
Good luck, Mr. Thurston. Oh, your pardon, Effendi. Your pardon.
It is nothing, sir. Nothing.
Did you recognize that man, Dagilev?
Major Churga, Iranian intelligence.
Then we must be right, Dagilev, about the information being aboard.
There is no doubt of that, comrade. The man with whom Churga was speaking is the man known as X.
The man called... But you let him get aboard the plane, Dagilev. Once he obtains that information and lands at Baghdad...
There is no cause for alarm, comrade. That plane will never land at Baghdad.
I beg your pardon, my dear sir, but would this seat next to you happen to be unoccupied with nobody in it? Like I was saying, my friendly traveling companion, if this seat is empty without any passengers, I mean, and you would like to spend a few pleasant moments discussing financial-type matters with a brother financier...
sit down, Pagan.
Thank you. Clever how I did it, eh, Mr. X? Nobody on board this flying jalopy could even know we know each other.
All right. What's the pitch this time?
Pitch? I don't get it, Mr. X. I'm not after no money from you.
Then who asked you to get aboard this plane?
Always joking, eh, Mr. X? You asked me naturally.
What? I didn't even know you were in Tehran.
Well, that's not what my Uncle Ahmed told me.
Your Uncle Ahmed?
Sure, I'm working for him in Tehran. A big importing and deporting business. He's got big connections, you understand?
Now, wait a minute. Just what did your Uncle Ahmed tell you?
Just what you told him. That you wanted me to take this trip with you. It was all very hush-hush, important, top-secret stuff. So here I am. Well, so what's cooking, Mr. Ray?
Hagan, if I could believe for one minute that...
Sir, but would you happen to be a Mr. Ken Thurston?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I am Riza Hussein, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Hussein?
And I'm Mr. Pagan Zelschmidt. Welcome on board.
I am a nurse, Mr. Thurston, and my patient, Professor James Gilbert, is becoming quite bored and restless on the trip, and this is bad for him. He suffers from a heart ailment, you see.
Oh.
Well, yours was the only other name on the passenger list that might indicate an English-speaking person. And I thought perhaps you might not mind talking with the professor.
Oh, I'll be glad to.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead, Mr. Thurston. Yeah. Me and this pretty little pill peddler will talk over things while you're gone, eh, Miss Hussein?
He is in seat 14B, Mr. Thurston. And thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Miss Hussein.
So you're a nurse, eh, baby? Well, sit down.
Professor Gilbert?
What's that? Yes. I'm Professor Gilbert, and you must be Mr. Thurston.
That's right.
Sit down, please.
Thanks. I understand you're an archaeologist, Professor.
I was until this heart of mine began acting up. The winds and colds of Azerbaijan proved too much for it.
Azerbaijan.
Yes. You'd be very surprised at what interesting things one can uncover up there. For example, there's a lonely little plateau at the Russian border. So lonely, I've named it the Outpost. Descriptive, eh?
Yes, very. Find anything up there?
Yes, some remarkable data first. Remarkable. It might affect our entire concept of history. Perhaps you'd like to look over some of my notes regarding it. Or would that bore you?
I doubt it, Professor.
Good. Now, if you'd be kind enough to call Miss Hussein, she can help you. Good. What was that?
That's an explosion. In one of the rear compartments.
Sabotage.
Better tell me where those notes are before we crash.
Right. You'll find everything you want for complete data stashed away in the...
Information before crash.
Everything is all right, Mr. Thurston. There's no need for concern. Everything is all right. Yes, Mr. Thurston. You are in a hospital in the village of Hamadan. You suffered a slight concussion. We have kept you under sedatives for the past 24 hours. Your arm, please, Mr. Thurston.
Never mind the hypodermic. What happened in that crash? What about Professor Gilbert?
Oh, he suffered a slight heart attack, but he should be in perfectly safe hands by now. Your friends flew him back to the Tehran hospital.
My friend? Hagar?
No, Mr. Thurston. Your friend who flew down here this morning. I believe his name was Mr. Dagilev.
Feeling better, Mr. Thurston. Are you returning directly to Tehran in the plane I sent for you?
That's right, Major Chugger. I've got to learn what happened to Gilbert. What have you turned up there?
There would seem to be no doubt that he was your contact, the one carrying the information about Russia's military plans regarding Iran. We have since learned that he is a British agent.
I was pretty sure of that. But what about him now? Have you located him?
No such person was admitted to the Tehran hospital. And so far, our dragnet has failed to pick him up.
Major, I've got Pagon and Reza Hussein aboard. As soon as we land, I'm going to send her over to your offices. Maybe she can find a picture of this man named Dagilev.
And what of you?
I'm going to visit Pagon's Uncle Ahmed.
Believe me, Mr. Thurston, you're just wasting time. My Uncle Ahmed may be a character, but he don't know nothing about any kind of a secret information. You could trust him just as far as you could throw me.
Where is this shop of his?
Right over here, Mr. X, right here. Some classy joint, eh?
Ahmed's import and export establishment. Sheepskins, tobaccos, carpets, also tricks with dice and cards.
Just something to add life to the line, you understand?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Hey, what's been going on here? Look at this joint. Like a bull in China. And where's Uncle Ahmed anyways? And what's been happening since... Mr. X, the lights just went out.
Yeah. Where's the main switch?
Huh? And a strange storage room in the back.
Well, let's go.
But it's practically pitch black in here. Oh, you got a pencil flash. Why do you always have to think of everything?
Come on.
There's nobody in here, Mr. X.
Wait. Listen.
That sound. What is it?
Look up there. At the rafters.
Mr. X.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my Uncle Ahmed. Hanging from a rope. It's my Uncle Ahmed.
Yes, again, Pagan.
Huh?
It's Professor Gilbert.
Thank you.
will continue with The Man Called X in just a moment. The next time you suffer from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, take Anacin. You'll bless the day you heard of this incredibly fast way to relieve these pains. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So, the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30. Economical family-size bottles of 50 and 100. Get Anacin at any drug counter. And now we return to the second act of The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, with Leon Belasco as Pagan Zellschmidt.
Mr. X, is he...
We got him down too late.
Oh, the poor professor.
Yeah.
But look at him, Mr. X. What happened to him?
He was questioned, Pedro.
Oh, they must have wanted to know where that military information is. Pretty bad, eh?
Yeah.
Do you think he told them anything?
One thing's certain. He didn't have those notes on him or they wouldn't have done this.
Yes!
Look out, Pedro! Hagar.
Here I am, Mr. X. Over here.
What are you doing under those carpets?
Oh, this. I started to running, you know, to your rescue. You understand? Somewhere along the way I got lost.
Oh, come on, let's get out of here.
But maybe I ought to stay here in the shop, Mr. Thurston, just in case some customers come in or something.
Don't be an idiot. That man in the alley's in no condition to hurt anyone. The rest of them are gone.
Oh, well, in that case. Come on, Mr. Thurston. Let's get out of there. Boy, you really gave this character what he had coming to, Mr. X. That'll serve him right for... Hey, that's the guy.
What guy?
The guy I saw in Hamadan Hospital with Dagilev when they kidnapped Professor Gilbert.
Well, that answers one question. Gilbert didn't talk.
Huh? How do you know?
If they'd found his notes, they wouldn't be hanging around looking for me. Pagan, you better go find your Uncle Ahmed.
You think you know something, Mr. X?
There's 50 bucks in it if you find out.
Huh? Where do I collect?
I'm going to Major Churga's office.
The intelligence guy? What are you going to do there?
About time I talk to our little friend Reza.
Professor Gilbert told me nothing about them.
Just before the plane crash, he asked me to get to you, so you could give me those notes.
I do not care what he told you. I know nothing about them.
Then what about this man, Dagilev? Could you identify him?
No. I know nothing about him either. Only that he took Professor Gilbert away from Hamadan after the crash.
Well, didn't the professor put up any kind of a fuss?
I told you he had suffered another heart attack. He was under sedation at the time.
All right, Reza. I'll get your stuff from Major Churga. And then see you safely home.
You are very kind, Mr. Thurston. Very kind.
You heard, Major?
Every word, Mr. Thurston.
What about her things? Did you check them?
I did. Her purse, medicine kit, overnight bag, there was nothing. Does that mean you still suspect she might be guilty of some complicity?
I was wondering why I was in the Hamadan Hospital for 24 hours before coming to.
But she explained that. You had suffered a concussion, were being kept under sedatives.
Maybe she's a little too eager with that hypodermic.
Huh?
What if somebody wanted me out of the way for 24 hours, long enough for Dagilev to get down there and pick up Gilbert for questioning?
It is a possibility, of course, Thurston, but you're speculating.
There's something else that isn't speculation. Reza said Professor Gilbert was under sedatives for a heart attack when Dagilev picked him up. Remember your report from British intelligence?
Yes, Mr. Thurston. They reported that James Gilbert had no heart ailment, that he was in perfect health.
Thank you.
It was most kind of you to see me home, Mr. Thurston.
Here, I'll take that medical kit.
Thank you. I will have the lights on in a moment.
Do not bother, Miss Hussein.
Mr. Thurston!
And do not move, either of you. My men are well armed.
Who are you?
My name happens to be Dagilev. And as for why I'm here, surely I do not have to tell you that, Mr. X.
Major Churga. Very well. Send him in at once.
I got it, Mr. Thurston. I got it. Believe me, this case has blown up higher than... Hey, Mr. Thurston isn't here?
That is correct, Zellschmidt. He has taken Riza, his son, home.
But I got some real hot dope for him.
Concerning your Uncle Ahmed?
How did you know?
Mr. Thurston asked me to take your information for him.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Nobody gets what I know but Mr. X himself. No, nobody.
He also left me $50 in American money.
Except, of course, you, my oldest, my dearest friend, Major Churga. Boy, 50 smackaroos. 10, 15, 20...
The information, Zellschmidt.
25, 30... Huh? Oh, that. Believe me, it's hot like a griddle, yeah. You know what that Uncle Ahmed of mine was doing? 35, 40... He was going... go between, yeah. Between some sheep herder and Azerbaijan and then Professor Gilbert. Only he didn't know it.
You were certain of this?
45, 50... Sure, some microfilm was being shipped into my uncle's inside sheepskins he was importing. And the stuff was being bought by Gilbert.
Microfilm?
That's right, that's right. By accident, he found out what he was doing, yeah. When that Dagilev and his character marched into the shop with guns.
So he sent you aboard that plane to warn Mr. Thurston?
Are you kidding? He sent me aboard to get rid of me. He owes me $75 in commission.
Major Churga? What? You're certain? Very well, carry on as planned. Come with me, Zellschmidt. We have work to do.
Work?
That was one of my men calling from Riza Hussein's apartment. The place is empty. And there are blood stains on the floor.
This way, if you please, Miss Hussein, Mr. Thurston. You will find my farmhouse quite comfortable, even though a bit off the beaten track. Sergei, stand guard at the door.
Da, Comrade Dagilev.
So, we are here. What do you think of my headquarters, hmm?
You didn't bring us here for small talk, Dagilev.
Really, Mr. Thurston, must we proceed so quickly to business? I am proud of this farmhouse. You will not find many like it in Iran. So well equipped with shortwave radio, recording apparatus... Airplanes, concealed hangars.
Please, what is it you want? What is going to happen
to us? It's simple enough, Riza. He didn't get what he wanted from Professor Gilbert. So he's going to try his luck with us.
That is quite correct. Gilbert had no microfilm on him, nor would he tell us where he had hidden it, despite our persuasion. Perhaps you and the young lady will not prove so stubborn, eh, Mr. X? I shall leave you in the good graces of Sergei while I get the plane warmed up. The plane.
The plane?
Yes, Miss Hussein. This time the questioning shall be conducted at our leisure. There will be no chance of interruption within the borders of my own country.
Ken, does it really mean that?
Tell me, Riza, who hired you to act as Gilbert's nurse?
Why, he did.
Was that just before the flight to Baghdad?
Yes, but...
And who said he had a heart attack at Hamadan when he was given sedatives?
Why, the man with Dagilev. He said he was a doctor.
Thanks, Riza. I think that explains a lot of things.
What is going on out there?
Better take a look, Sergei. But first, I'll take a gun.
Oh! Ken, what is happening?
Come on and see.
Look, those are military cars.
That's right, Riza. Under the command of Major Churga.
Major Churga?
I figured that Dagilev would be after us when he didn't get anything from Gilbert. Churga had some of his men tailing us.
Hello, Mr. Thurston. Small world, isn't it?
Hagon, this is one time when I can truthfully say I'm glad to see you.
Well, you got nothing to worry about. I got everything under control. The whole cat and caboodle. All these characters are rounded up. And everything is... Hey, I didn't know Major Churga had an aeroplane here.
He hasn't. That's Dagilev.
Dagilev?
Hey, he's getting away.
All right, Pagon, let me have that wheel.
The wheel? But where are we going, Mr. Rex?
Oh. Hang on to your hat.
Mr. Rex, you're driving this thing right into the runway.
That's right.
But that aeroplane, it's coming this way. We're going to smash into it.
Get ready to jump.
Jump, but...
Get ready.
Ha!
Now, jump.
Hi-ya!
Ken, are you all right?
Kirsten, are you hurt, Kirsten?
No, I'm all right. What about Pagon?
I don't know about this, Mr. Thanks. But every time I try to help you out of some kind of a mess, I get in trouble. Why do you always have to... Hey, oh, look at that aeroplane.
Yeah, Dagilev and his agents are no longer a problem in Iran.
Ooh.
However, we still have the much greater problem of locating that missing microfilm.
I think Reza can give us that, Major.
Me, Ken?
Yeah. There's only one reason why Gilbert, a perfectly well man, hired you as a nurse to carry the film for him.
To carry the film?
Reza, did Gilbert order any special medicines?
Yes, penicillin.
Well, what would a man suffering from heart disease want with penicillin?
Oh, I don't know. I wondered about it, but...
You've still got the kit, Reza. Take a look at those ampules.
Of course, Ken. Here is one.
Thanks.
Thurston, the film... The information about Russia's plans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's that. It's all over, Mr. X.
No, Pagan.
Huh? You mean we can't relax and take things easy?
Not as long as plans like these are still around. Plans for war. We've got to be ready. For anything. But there's one everlasting satisfaction about all the sacrifice. Peace on Earth is well worth fighting for.
Our star, Herbert Marshall, will return in just a moment. Here's a word from RCA Victor. It's been said that the entire history of the American people during the past 50 years can be summed up in one sentence. The automobile took them out of the home, and the television set brought them back. And the set that does most of the bringing back is an RCA Victor. And that's because RCA Victor television is owned most, proved most. In fact, it's million proof. Almost 2 million families are happily enjoying RCA Victor television in their homes today. If you want to see a set that turns gadabouts into homebodies, look at the new RCA Victor Regency console, one of the 14 new RCA Victor models for 1951. It has great big 17-inch television, clearer and more powerful than ever, framed in a luxurious cabinet of authentic Regency styling. See the RCA Victor Regency console and then bring your family happily homeward every day with America's favorite and best-looking television, RCA Victor. Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And before I say anything else, I think you ought to know that in tonight's cast were Gladys Holland, Will Wright, Eric Snowden, Ken Christie, Stan Waxman, and Ted Von Eltz. Next week, Mr. X digs into one of the most vicious, most insidious rackets the world has ever known. Dope smuggling. And speaking of, I beg your pardon, but Leon Belasco will be along as Pagon Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return... As the man called X. Good night.
The Man Called X is a Saturday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. And by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Be sure to listen tomorrow evening for The Big Show with Tallulah Bankhead and a great parade of stars, the Sunday night feature of NBC's All-Star Festival. And until next week, same time and station, this is Jack Latham saying good night for The Man Called X. Join your hit parade and have fun with Dennis Day, both on NBC.
Welcome back. Well, that was a great action-packed episode. Loved all the action we got in there. I mean, you got a shooting, an explosion, a bit of a chase. It's like just the pure essentials of an action story, and I think pretty well done. I did love the explanation of why Aegon's uncle had him on the plane. Was it to warn Mr. X, but because he owed Uncle Ahmed $75. Again, a wonderful family. And you knew that Uncle Ahmed was going to be okay, because I think that this particular uncle is just so much a part of Aegon's memory and dialogue that even if he's never seen, he's gonna make it just so that Aegon can continue to reference him. The one thing I didn't get at the end is why Ken had Aegon get in the first place, given what he was planning to do. Why did he need passengers for his attempt to cut off this plane? I mean, that's just one more thing you have to worry about. Thankfully, Aegon made it out of there easier than our villain in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar on Friday. Though, to be fair, I don't think The Man Called X was quite going that fast. All right, listener comments and feedback, and we received some regarding the Michael Shane special. Joan mentioned that we just happened to release that episode on her own birthday, so it was a nice little bonus birthday present for her, so I'm glad that it worked out that way. And then we received a comment from Brian, who writes, the Wally Mayer versions of Michael Shane were so much more entertaining than the later New Orleans versions. Well, thanks so much, Brian. And, you know, I think, you know, when it comes to these programs, it's always a bit of a matter of taste. If you really loved Pat Novak for Hire, then I think that, you know, the Michael Shane version, the syndicated New Adventures of Michael Shane with Jeff Chandler, is probably going to be more your cup of tea. But if you like, well, probably the vast majority of our programs more, I think more people ended up, and I think that was pretty much the feedback, that more people enjoyed the Wally Mayer version than the Jeff Chandler version. But, you know, it's definitely, yeah, there is probably an audience that liked the Jeff Chandler version more just because it was hard-boiled in the same way Pat Novak was. But thanks so much for the comment, Brian. Appreciate it. And now I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to William, Patreon supporter since February, currently supporting us at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, William. And that will do it for today. A reminder, if you are enjoying this podcast on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell. We will be back tomorrow with a previously uncirculated episode of Sherlock Holmes. Very weird not to be saying mystery is my hobby, but tomorrow it is Sherlock Holmes. And then next week we'll be back with an episode of The Man Called X. And then a week from Thursday, we'll begin playing some previously uncirculated episodes of Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.